an initiative to openly create conversations around menstruation in young girls. And Young Girls Men for Women initiative is organizing a session that will bring together men to openly talk about menstruation.
Now, joining us in the studio is Data Gordon from OK Africa Foundation. Good morning, and it's good to have you.
Good morning.
First of all, tell us about this open discussion with men. Like, I can't have a clear image of men coming together and speaking about menstruation.
You know, from the start of this Men for Women initiative, we've wanted to create this, that conversation on a topic that has been more of a stigma, creating a lot of stigma and stereotypes, and it's not openly discussed in the society. So right from the beginning, we wanted to create a conducive environment for all our girls to be able to be retained in school. And that's why I wanted to create more of this conversation. So, for example, in the American corner at the University of Juba, there has been Women Talk, mm-hmm. which has been going on, and women have been talking about their own issues. But we said, look, the latest issues of statistics presented by UNFPA indicates that 98% of the perpetrators of violence are men.
Mm.
So that also brings in the conversation that men should be able to talk and see how can they be able to reduce perpetrating violence. But then this, it's on, going to be specific on how can we be able as men to end period stigma, because most of the times you find that it is men that are inflicting the stigma on girls. So that is the conversation that will be happening tomorrow.
So what will this conversation basically be about? I mean, like, we know it's about periods and but how can men contribute, like, to this conversation?
Okay, we wanted to get to their understanding, like, why do they stigmatize these girls? What is their understanding about menstruation?
Mm.
Wanted to also dig deeper into the stereotypes that has been there for quite some time, not only in South Sudan, but also we are going to bring in stereotypes from other countries, not only in Africa, but outside Africa, because even we had a discussion with the ambassador the Indian ambassador of South Sudan, and they talked about in India that has been also an issue. So wanted also to bring those kind of experiences together, the stigma, the stereotypes that are happening right there, mm-hmm. also here, so that we can be able to compare. Then at the end of the session, we'll be looking forward into individual commitments to ending period stigma. Mm-hmm. So those individual commitments you write in a piece of paper, and you accept that we'll be able to post on social media, and we'll be able to track in case you do anything. We'll be able to say, look, you have made this commitment. I'm not living up to the expectations.
Right.
Yeah.
So how many men are you looking at hosting?
Are we hopeful that the capacity of the American corner can take up to 80 to 100 people, but we look forward to at least having 50 men. We are very sure that there are women that will come in, and we are not saying don't come.
Mm-hmm.
Please come and see how the men are going to have the discussions, but we look forward to having at least more than 50 men.
Now, for men coming together to talk about this particular menstruation, in the society at the moment, it's looked like as a taboo.
Yeah.
I mean, many people just don't want to have that conversation, even with their daughters and their wives. How have you so far been received, since this is not the first time that you've had this conversation? I've seen you in schools and other gatherings having this topic, which is absolutely hard topic to discuss with this. How are they receiving you in this particular discussion?
I would like to bring the experiences that we've been to these schools. For the first school, Thoregat Kwer, it was really surprising. Girls were surprised that men are talking about menstruation, something that does not happen to them. And in the second school, the whole thing was a little bit different, because we learned a lesson from the first on our approach, and we had to change in the second school. And even in the third school, which was in Gumbo, it was also a little bit different, much as there was that bit of fear, but it wasn't like the first school. And then I remember we had a presentation in the men's conference organized by SADO with support from UNFPA, and in that men's conference we had a documentary played about Men for Women, and we had this discussion with some elderly men, and they were like, look, you're the right people to start this conversation. For us, we are old, it is really tricky, hard for us to have this conversation. So there are ladies right from the beginning that opposed us having this conversation, and there are those that supported. And for those who understood that ours is not only to give sanitary pads, but to create conversations and create a conducive environment, they understood the aspect, because we are the stigmatizers. So we should be able to have free conversations and do that. And that's why right from the beginning, morning, we even had took steps and said, if you are having a birthday, for example, you're a girl, we, like the men champions, are going to be giving you sanitary pads as a gift, a birthday gift. Mm-hmm. So that has been happening, and those who have been receiving have been so happy.
Yeah. Indeed. Yes, and as Men for Women initiative, and you've seen that a lot of girls sometimes avoid going to school because of sanitary pads, and you've been in the forefront of distributing and helping these girls. How has this impacted on their education, and how can more men come out to, you know, help women or men for women? How do we make more of that?
On the measurement of impact, it's quite tricky for me to give the figures, because we didn't do a baseline survey in the schools that we plan to visit, and then we visited. But what we knew is that there are already conversations going on in the schools, where you find that it was a little bit easier to have the conversation within menstruation. That is one thing. And secondly, is that looking at men, the men talk that is happening tomorrow is one way of creating a network of men champions, but we already have plans in place next year to have a network of young men and men who are championing women issues, but with specific focus on menstrual hygiene. Mm-hmm. We want to create that network in schools. We want to create Men for Women clubs in schools, where men, boys are the one leading, so that we can be having all those conversations, and it becomes a very easy thing to discuss. So that has been something that we have planned, and we look forward to having marathons to create awareness. We look forward to training teachers on comprehensive sexuality education, as well as parents, because most of our times you find that girls just realize their periods without parents telling them that maybe when you grow, when you reach this stage, you'll be able to have these body changes. So that has not been happening, and parents have that fear. So wanted to impact that and create more awareness on that, right, to also make sure that it creates a better environment, not only in the school, also in the family setup.
Right. And how do you ensure the initiative keeps running? Do you receive any support?
We have been blessed by the private sector and the individuals that has really been helping us by donating sanitary pads, because we are using the sanitary pads to create conversations, but not to sustain girls in school in terms of giving them sanitary pads. So it was through the private sector individuals that are able to do. And we are also very happy for UNFPA, who have donated for us 300 Dignity kits and 300 reusable sanitary pads. And they have committed to giving us more support next year. That is also coming in handy. And the ambassador, the Indian ambassador to South Sudan, together with their partner, has promised to give us a machine for making sanitary pads in South Sudan.
Wow.
So we'll be having about 12 people who will be using that machine. They'll be trained on how to use that machine and be able to also produce that. We'll be able to also supplement. And we're looking forward into seeing that as soon as that machine arrives, we'll also be able to diversify and create more of this support.
Right.
Sounds great. Just before you go, tell us about tomorrow. What time should we be where, and, you know, when?
Men for Women Initiative, OK Africa Foundation, and I Am Peace Initiative. It's the Men Talk happening tomorrow inside University of Juba, inside the American Corner. The American Corner is located just around the library. We are starting it from 9 a.m. to midday. Conversations will start off immediately from 9 a.m. to midday. We are privileged that we'll be having guests from embassies that will be coming in, even UNFPA coming in, and other partners that they are also part of that. They are all welcome, and even you're most welcome, especially Sebit William.
Welcome.
It will be a pleasure to challenge that. So come, let's have these conversations. Let's create a conducive environment to our girls to be able to remain in school, because retention rates are extremely low. I remember I had you in terms of these secondary school examinations.
Absolutely.
The number of girls is extremely low, so these are some of the factors that contribute to that. So we look into that, and maybe finally is that let's meet tomorrow, let's have the conversation, not only tomorrow, but beyond
tomorrow,
carry it to our own homes, and I wish each and everyone a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year, and hope to see you.
Thank you so much for those initiatives.
Hope to see you. Thank you so much for coming to Miraya Breakfast Show.
Thank you.